Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, you've been covering the election campaign for mayor in the capital city. The incumbent who sort of kind of walked into a difficult situation is trying to get reelected and has had some interesting ideas about how to get the attention of people or how to change the subject. I don't know exactly what you think.
Yeah, his walk the plank publicity stunt that will be this weekend. Yeah, Josh Cohen took over the city 4 years ago from Ellen Moyer, who really left it in a mess. The budget was deeply in the red. There were a lot of projects, road paving, water treatment plant upgrades, things that hadn't been done, had been put off. And the most symbolic of all was the Market House down on City Dock, which was damaged during Hurricane Isabel 10 years ago. And then she made a lot of bad decisions about how to fix it up. And then Josh came in, had a clean slate, and darn if he didn't make a few of his own. So he's trying to change the subject. I'm going to walk the plank as sort of a penance for his misdeeds. And we'll see if that makes a difference to people.
And so people are sending him recommendations about swimwear, right? It reminds me of William Donald Schaefer going
into the
seal pool.
I think he may have that old striped suit of Schaefer's. There's only 20,000 registered voters. And of those, we'd be lucky if 30% show up. Cohen is a Democrat. He has a strong Democratic challenger. He says he can win. You can win a Democratic primary with 2,000 votes, which is really not very many people.
But probably no polling in this race.
Not that I know of. And actually very little press coverage. And we don't seem to have the web people that we used to have. So it's kind of almost underground. But I'll tell you that there's a strong anti-Cohen sentiment among the people who really pay attention to what's going on in the city. And the tradition is mayors don't usually get two terms in Annapolis. Mike Panalides, who's one of the challenger, says only three mayors of Annapolis have won a second term over the past 70 years. So it's a rough go for
that sort
Cohen.
Of rings true to me as somebody that's been sort of a, you know, a visitor down there covering the General Assembly. That seemed to be the case.
It's a tough job because you have to deal with a city that has a lot of rules. It's, you know, it's the historic district and wants to be a certain way. It's got the maritime image, if not the reality, because of course the maritime industry has pretty much moved elsewhere. And Cohen he's got several development projects that he's behind that have been, they're too big for the space. One's at the city dock, one's in the last remaining patch of forest. And then he's done things like, we have a circulator like you do in Baltimore. You know, it's free and nobody's using it. Well, they are using it more now, but the city's paying for it.
Well, people may actually really like the idea that he's sort of self-effacing, to say the least, and saying he's sorry with a splash. So we'll see.
I'll say one thing. His challenger, Bevin Buchheister, is an environmental lawyer, used to work for Maggie McIntosh. Works for the Chesapeake Bay Commission now. She's got a lot of support. A lot of people came and asked her to run. Please give us a choice. So I think it's going to be extremely close. Turnout.
Karen, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.